This article appeared in the summer 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. UU's Keep Up Reconciliation Work by Michelle Bates Deacon. 8 years ago, Starita Smith issued a challenge to Unitarian Universalists in Cincinnati. Two congregations, First Unitarian Church and Northern Hills Fellowship, had extended an apology to Smith and her family because Cincinnati Unitarians and the American Unitarian Association had turned their backs on her grandfather, the Reverend W.H.G. Carter, and his African-American Unitarian Church in 1938. Smith accepted the apology on behalf of her family, but she also asked, "What are you going to do now? We Carters encourage you to continue to look into your hearts, ask difficult and complex questions, and take action." The Cincinnati congregations accepted the challenge. Since 2001, they have been engaged in a campaign of racial reconciliation, reaching out into their urban neighborhoods to do the kind of work that the social justice-minded Carter set out to do. Each year, they hold a Carter service on the Sunday before Martin Luther King Jr. Day. At the first service of reconciliation in 2001, the church apologized for a dark chapter in Unitarian history. In 1918, Carter had established a community center, church, and home for his wife, Beulah Carter, and children in a storefront on Cincinnati's West 5th Street. Trained as an African Methodist Episcopal minister, Carter was a political activist drawn to Unitarianism. Throughout his 20-year ministry, he dedicated himself to providing food, money, clothing, and advocacy to poor blacks in Cincinnati. White Unitarians in Cincinnati reportedly knew of Carter's church, but they made no effort to lend support. Some 20 years after Carter opened the Church of the Unitarian Brotherhood, the AUA sent a minister to investigate. The Reverend Lon Ray Call described Carter as a kindly man, quite intelligent. However, the storefront church did not impress him. It was poor and characterized by rowdiness, Call reported. I do not recommend fellowship. Not long afterwards, the Unitarian Brotherhood closed its doors, and its 60-odd members dispersed. The Reverend Sharon Ditmar brought the story to the attention of Cincinnati Unitarian Universalists in a sermon in 1998. At that time, she was serving as interim minister of Northern Hills. She became minister of First Unitarian later that year. In a startling coincidence, Carter's grandson, Leslie Edwards, was in the pews the day she preached about Carter. "I never thought I'd hear his name mentioned in a Unitarian church," Edwards told David Whitford, who wrote a story about the church's racial reconciliation service for UU World in 2002. A member of the Northern Hills Fellowship, Edwards has helped keep the Racial Reconciliation Project alive. So, too, has Walter P. Hertz. A member of First Unitarian, Hertz has helped conduct 10 years of research to resurrect Carter's legacy. Ditmar, Edwards, and Hertz helped create the Racial Reconciliation Service in 2001, and they all embraced the question, "What are you going to do now?" First Church established the Carter Memorial Fund. Since 2001, the fund has distributed more than $30,000. According to Ann Retford, chair of the Carter Fund Committee, the fund provides last resort help to poor families with emergency housing problems or critical educational needs for their children. This past January, First Unitarian organized the biggest Carter service since 2001. The weekend-long festivities included a celebration at the Cincinnati Museum Center, which coincided with the opening of the museum's exhibit, Race, Are We So Different? A panel discussion featured local historians and Carter's great-granddaughter, Starita Smith, a freelance journalist and a sociologist at the University of North Texas. During the festivities, church members also presented research materials about the Carter family to the Cincinnati Historical Society Library. Smith said she has been enormously impressed by the work of the Cincinnati UUs. She told the audience gathered at the Cincinnati Museum Center, "The way in which the church project and the family project have worked together to enhance each other has been a true miracle to me. I have felt the power of it in my bones and at the bottom of my soul." UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.